Nashville's police are now solely focused on recruiting minorities, who've been some of the hardest to attract. Like departments around the country, Metro Police is a mostly white force. They've seen a need to improve relations and make policing respectable to the next generation. So this summer, the police have opened their training academy to 45 African-American boys. WPLN contributor Amy Eskin reports.
The Metro Police. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
A Metro Police SWAT truck has the attention of 20 black teenage boys who are jogging backwards.
Why is that so loud?
It's directional, so the sound will actually travel a far distance.
The boys climb aboard and stick their heads out of the turret, and the questions start flying. Is that a TV? No, it's a monitor. What kind of gun is mounted on top? None. It's not Hollywood. Then one thoughtful teen asks Sergeant Ryan Lockwood a question that goes deeper.
What's your worst experience with SWAT?
I'll just give it a general. Basically, the worst thing that we have to see is what other people will do to each other. Does that make sense?
Lockwood repeats himself to make sure the teens understand that policing isn't fun and games. Extending the Citizens Police Academy to high school boys was the brainchild of Lieutenant Dwayne Green, a cop and a member of 100 Black Men, a nonprofit dedicated to young black boys. He says black youth are responsible for a disproportionate share of teen crime, and he'd rather spark ambitions toward law enforcement.
We use the motto at 100 Black Men is they can't be what they don't see. And so this allows them to be able to capture and grasp what policing is really about and to see that it is a noble profession that they can take on.
The police chief himself sat down with the boys for a closed-door Q&A session. Green says it's important that the teens experience positive interactions with cops.
People fear what they don't understand. That coupled with bad press, bad media, or incidents that occur that may just end up being bad incidents puts a stigma on the profession of police. And, you know, it's unfortunate that it's happened, but we have to take a stance and say, we need you, we want you.
Officers try to impress the group with a showcase of canine tricks, including a successful hunt for a hidden fugitive.
I'm gonna train my dog like this.
And Officer Rodney Clark gives a talk from high up on the saddle of his horse, Bear.
How are you guys doing today?
Yeah.
So as you can see, this is a large animal. If he starts coming walking towards you, you're going to move, right?
Clark shares a heroic story about the mounted police arresting 5 robbers and recovering a gun during the CMA Music Festival, all from their saddles. Officer Mike McLennan shows the contents of his saddlebags. Water, snacks for his horse Boo, rain gear. His horse seems to be listening.
We also carry dust pans. Why would we carry a dust pan?
Oh!
Nature calls. Next, the boys step in to role play as cops, and it's eye-opening. They pack pistols loaded with blanks and take turns pulling over a speeding SUV. In a scenario that plays out on real city streets, the mock drivers shout at them and pull guns, or look like they're going to. As Jay Slock, a senior at East Nashville Magnet High School, approaches a car, someone runs off, and Locke instinctively draws his weapon. Captain Keith Stevens, the police training instructor, explains to Locke the real-world consequences.
Jace, you're the one that fired about 5 rounds at the person running. Now you're going to be in court. Now you're going to have to justify every bit of force that we use, we have to justify and articulate. Do you feel like you could sit on the stand and raise your right hand to say that you had to do that to protect the life of yourself, your partner, Frank, or the citizens of Nashville?
They just obeyed my order.
You cannot shoot just because they run. You can't shoot them in the leg. You can't shoot at all. So let's do that one again, how you say.
By the end of the day, Locke is convinced the police are largely the good guys.
They're here to protect us. The majority of them actually do care for us.
Meanwhile, Vincent Malone, a 10th grader at MLK Magnet, says he wasn't comfortable being the cop. And he realized police can be a target at traffic stops.
They are not afraid to just put a false claim on you. Like, for instance, they said I had a hand in my gun, which I didn't, but they would easily say that your hand was on your gun, so they could easily shoot you right there.
Police work isn't for everyone, but encouragement ruled the day. For the boy who said he can't ride a horse because he's black, for the boy who wondered how hard it is to fly a helicopter, For the boy who didn't know there's no tuition bill for the training academy, they pay you. With minorities representing just 1 in 5 trainees this year, Metro Police hope to get beyond any tension and inspire more non-whites to consider joining the Blue. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Amy Eskind.